Gemara in Daf Chav Tes points out that the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, mentions the idea of Rov Simanim twice. That there's Achiyav Teshecht, Rov Simanim, Rov Simen Echa Be'ov, Rov Shnei Simanim and a Behema. Why do you need the Din twice? So the Gemara says, Chada B'chulim or Chada B'kachim. It's coming to teach me that not only do you need Rov and Chulim, but Rov and Kachim is Rav. Why would I think a havamina? Why would I think that you only rov and kachim? Or it's gazel bazach shchita shchita. It says the Gemara, no, since by kachim ledam utzarech, so I would think that you need more. I think that by chul and rov is enough, but by kachim you need kol asim. Or I think that by chul and mechza mechz is enough, but by kachim you need rov. So I think that you need more by kachim and chul and kamashmala. No, they're exactly the same. The chulim requires rov, and kachim also doesn't require kol. It only requires rov. So we started discussing last time, what's this havamina? What's the havamina that since utzarech, you need the dam pizrika on the mizbeach by kachim, so therefore I think that you need it. But you need kulo? So does that have to be part of the shchita? Just puncture the simen a little bit more? You don't have to actually cut it to derech shchita? What does that mean? Because you need the dam pizrika on the mizbeach, so therefore somehow the shchita should have to be bekala simen. He said, maybe the answer is, along the lines of the Brisker Rav, that Shchitas Kodshim is really a different parasha than Shchitas Chulin. Shchitas Chulin is just to be mata the basa b'achila, to be mata the iser edem anachai, the iser nevela. And that's it. It's a mata ba'alma, but Shchitas Kodshim, well, it's more than just a mata. Of course it's mata the basa for achila on the mizbeach, and for the kohen, and for the bailin. But it's much more than that. It's a totally different parasha. It's part of the avodah of the carbon. It's tzorach of the dam. Dam is halacha and kabbalah. There are avodas hadam. And shchita is part of the avodas hadam. It's a tenai. It's a tzorach for the avodas hadam. So it's a chelik of the avodas hakarbon. It's a part of the avodah. So then we can understand that a chelik of the shchita is to get more dam. Right? If the dam is part of the avodah of the carbon, if the shchita, I should say, is part of the avodah of the carbon, so the fact that you need more dam, that's not just a separate mechayim. Do the ma'isa shchita and then cut the simen in such a way that more dam is going to come out. No, that's mamish, the definition of shchita. That's part of the definition of shchita's kachin, is to be motzi as much dam as you can, so that you'll have it for the zrika. That's part of the avodah. That's part of the shchita. So that's why there's a havamina of the gemara, then maybe you should need shchita b'kula. We pointed out that the Beis HaLevi in a tshuva has two rayas that Shchitas Kodshim is a different parasha than Shchitas Chulin. He says, first of all, Rabbi Akiva on Daf Yud Zayin says that in the Midbar, Besar Nechira was mutter. There was no need for Shchitas Chulin b'chlal. Nechira was sufficient. As long as you puncture the simanim, you do some maisa to the simanim to kill the animal, that was enough. So the Gemara asks, so what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with the pasuk v'shachar es ben habakar? It says v'shachar es ben habakar, you need shchita. How can you say that nechira is enough? Zok the Gemara, that's b'kachim. B'kachim, you need shchita, but by yichulin, nechira was sufficient. Zok the Beis HaLevi, you see clearly, at least from that shchita, that shchita's kachim is a totally different parsha. It's not to be mata the basa v'achila. If to be mata the basa v'achila, nechira was sufficient, and yet b'kachim, you need shchita, so clearly, It's more than being mata the basa b'achila. It must be part of the avod of the carbon. And that's why it's something special to kachim. It doesn't apply to chulin. It didn't apply to chulin at the time of the midbar b'chlal. So even nowadays, that we need shchita, right? The Torah is mechadesh that there's a din of shchita by chulin, but still shchita's kachim is a different parasha. A different parasha than shchita's chulin. Shchita's chulin is only a mata. Shchita's kachim, of course, is mata, but it's much more than just being a mata. The haraya at the time of the midbar. There was no need for shchita by chulin. So you see clearly, kachim is different. What's more, he says, the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel says, misasik v'kachim is possible, that if you don't have kavana for the shchita, you don't realize that you're cutting the simanim. That's the way Rashi explains that misasik means that you're doing a maisa. You have kavana to do a maisa, to be zorik the sakin, let's say. You're throwing the sakin against the wall. But it somehow it goes back and forth and it does a ma'isa shchita. So the Gemara Daf Yud Beis says that there's no need for kavana by shchita schulin. But on Daf Yud Gimel the Gemara says misasi b'kachim is possible. So how can that be? How can that be? Why is there an inyan of kavana by shchita kachim? The purpose of shchita kachim is simply to be mata the basa ba'achila for the mizbeah, for the bailam, for the kohen. It's mamish the same as shchita schulin. So by shchita schulin you don't need kavana by shchita kachim. It should be the same din. What's more, we know that machsheves psul, a bad machshava can passel a carbon by kachin. Right? Machsheves shalol lishma. If you have a machshava of shalol lishma, you don't have the right kavanas a carbon when you're being molech ledam, when you're being mekabel ledam, when you're being zorik ledam. If you have a machshava of chutz lezmano to eat it outside the proper time. Machsheves psul passels by kachim. Obviously, machsheves psul doesn't passel by chul. There is no machsheves psul by chul, and you just mark the basa b'achilim. So the fact that there are dinim machshava when it comes to shkitas kachim, both to passel and even to be machshir, the carbon misaseh b'kachim passel, zokta beis alevi. You see that shkitas kachim is mamash a different parasha, totally a different parasha. So because shkitas kachim is a different parasha, so taka. The havamim of the Gemara makes sense that you think ledamut sarech, so that's a chelik of the shechita. Chelik of the shechita is the shechmo. Chelik of the shechita is the shechmo. What's the problem? The problem is the Ramban. Ramban quotes a sefrei that seems to imply that shechitas kachim is not a different parasha, but rather shechitas chul and shechitas kachim are really the same parasha. Which sefrei? So that's the that goes on the posuk. They had a brisa. A brayson daf chav chesam et aleph. The Tanya Rebbe Yomer v'zavach v'kasher tzivisicha melamish nesnav emosh al aveshev v'yalakona v'arobech v'of v'arob shnayim v'abehen. V'zavach v'kasher tzivisicha. The pasuk says v'zavach v'kasher tzivisicha. That's the mocker for shchita schulim. So what does kasher tzivisicha mean? So the brayson that we have on chav ches says Halacha mosh misina that you need shchitas aveshet, hakone, and shchitas rov simonim. Shchitas rov simonim. Nisaras Hashas quotes from Rashi and Pashas Re'eh. Rashi has a little bit of a different gersa. But the Zavata Kasher Tzivisicha teaches me the chamisha psula shchita. Halacha mosh misina, shehi adrasa, etc., all the psula shchita. Why would they pass them? As long as you shech the kon and the vesh, it should be okay. Halacha mosh misina. Kasher tzivisicha. That's the tzivoy. Halacha mosh misina that they're psul shchita. So from that drasha, you don't get any impression that shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin is the same parsha. Right? These are halacha. There's about the kasher tzivisicha. They're just telling you dinim of shchitas chulin. Details of shchitas chulin. Obviously, shchitas kachim is subject to the rules of shchitas chulin. It's no worse than shchitas chulin. But there's nothing in this the drasha that Chazal have on this pasuk that would seem to imply that shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin is the same parasha. Comes the Ramban, and he quotes a sefrei that does connect the two. This is in packet 12. Ramban says, "V'hin etziva bekarbonis v'shachat v'shachatu shu b'simani atzava. V'hin emetchil etziva shiyeh kol ma'ashehem ochlim shlomim." Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh that there's a concept of shchita by karbonis, by kotshin. Ata kishabol ha'ata b'sar chulin, amar v'zavachim yivkarach mitzoncha kasher tzivisicha. B'yosom karbonis. The pasuk is saying, v'zavachta, you can shecht in chulin, just like you shechted from bokor v'tzon, kasher tzivisicha, b'yosom karbonis, just like I shechted, just like I commanded you to shecht by kachim. Now I'm telling you that v'tochal osam chulin b'chol tavas nafshecha. You can shecht in chulin as well. Shecht in chulin as well. Lomar shiatirim chulin b'chol makom uvad shiuzruchem kasher tzivim etchila b'yosam chulam karbonis. It's not saying in the midbar there was an issa b'sar taiva. He's not going like that shita. He's saying stam that initially the pasuk in Parshas Emor talks about the chisiz b'chu zevach todah l'Hashem, the shacharis ben abaka earlier vayikra, the shacharis ben abaka. There are psukim that talk about shchitas kachim. So comes the Ramban and says here in Parshas Re'eh, v'zarach the kasher tzivisicha, toras mechadesh the din of shchitas chulin, the din of shchitas chulin. Like I commanded you by kachim. V'zeh pshuto shel mikra zeh al hanochan zok the Ramban. I think this is pashut pshat in the he says maybe Chazal mechaven to this when they say in the Sifrei the Zavarta Kasher Tzivisicha means Makotshim B'Shchita Avchulim B'Shchita. That's what the Sifrei means. Torah gives us a tzivui of Shchitas Kotshim, and I would say the Zelba tzivui, the same tzivui that applies by Shchitas Kotshim applies by Shchitas Chulim as well. The impression you get from the Sifrei is that Shechitas Kachem, Shechitas Chumah is mamish the same parasha, right? That's what it's alluding to. It's saying literally the same thing, literally the same thing. Kasher tzi v'sicha b'kachem, that's what you do by chulin. It's the same din. It's mamish the same din. Seems a little bit strange, right? Just from the lashon of the sifrei, it sounds like makachim b'shchita, chulin b'shchita. It's mamish also davar. It's literally the same parasha. It's superimposed. The din of shchitas kachem is being superimposed on chulin. It's literally the same thing. The question is, according to the Ramban, how do you understand our sugi? What's the havamina that shchitas kachem should be more? That since ladam utzarak you should have the shach kulo. Seems like the Torah of Zavarta Kasher Tzivisicha is saying that shchitas kachem and shchitas chulin are really the same parasha. So for the same parasha, what's the havamina that shchitas kachem should be more? So I think the answer is for the Ramban, that there's no question that we're learning the maisa shchita of kachem to chulin. The act of shchita, how you're going to do a shchita, how you're doing the shchita, basic maisa, that we're learning from kachem to chulin. We're not necessarily saying, according to the sifrei, that they're literally the same parsha. There certainly is a comparison between the two, but what's the comparison? The comparison relates to the basic maisa shchita. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the parsha is literally the same. It's just the Torah with the Sefer, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, saying, look, you have a paradigm for Shechita. You have a basic Maaseh Shechita. That basic Maaseh Shechita with the Hilcha Shechita, that should extend to Shechita Schulim. That doesn't mean that it's literally the same parasha. Shechita's Kachem could still be a different parasha. Why do I say this? Why do I say that the comparison between Shechita's Kachem and Shechita Schulim really relates to the Maaseh Shechita? The truth is, we should really ask a more basic question. Right, we really should, before we got to the Rambam, we should have asked a different kasha. And that is that the Gemara of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph is trying to figure out, how do we know Shechita Min Atzava? How do we know Shechita Min Atzava? What does it mean, Shechita Min Atzava? So the basic definition is that Shechita requires Chetichas Simonim. You have to cut the two Simonim. Two Simonim, one Simon, Oath, Behemoth, etc. Right? But it might also mean the Mokom HaShechita. We talked about that. Does tzavar mean the front of the neck as opposed to the back of the neck? Is it delineating an exact mokom for the shechita? Or is it simply saying you have to cut two simonim? Tzavar is just a code word. It's a simon for two simonim. Where's that learned out of? So the first pasuk the Gemara gives is v'shachar es ben avoka. V'shachar es ben avoka. V'shachar. V'makom sheshachar teyo. Remember? V'makom sheshachar teyo. That pasuk is by kachim. What's the havamina for the Gemara to learn Shechita Min Atzava by Chulin from Kachem? It's a different parasha. Yeah? Right? The Gemara itself learns Chulin from Kachem. Shachar is ben Avokam. Shechita is Betzava. Shachar is ben Avokam. There are other Makoros. V'zavachta mimakam shezavachatayim. There is another makkah. Could be a makkah by chulin. But the first makkah is from Mishavah, it's been a boka. That's from my kachim. So, like, what's the havamina? Right, if we assume that kachim is a different parsha, right? How can I learn kachim from chulin? How can I learn chulin from kachim? Right, if you say, oh, kachim is a different parsha, that's why I have a havamina that you have to shach the kulo. The Talmud Tzarech. So who says it's different parashas? So why should I learn chulin from kachim? What's the having to learn chulin from kachim? Akarcha, what you have to say is shechita min atzava is a din in how to do the shechita. It's a din in the maisa shechita. But it doesn't necessarily tell me what the nature of the din is. Right? It doesn't necessarily tell me that kachim and chulim are literally the same parsha. Not necessarily the same parsha. The basic halachas of shechita, we're going to compare chulin to kachim. The basic halacha of maisa shechita. Basic halacha we're going to compare. That doesn't mean that shechita's kachim can't be a part of the avodas hakarban. Maybe it is part of the avodas hakarban. If it's part of the avodas hakarban, then there's one prat. Right? There's one prat in the maisa shechita that could be different. And that is that I'd have a havamina that maybe you should have to shech the kulam. L'maskona, the Gemara doesn't even leave it like that. Rov is enough by kachem too. But the havamina that you'd have to shech the kulam is because since it's part of the avodas hakarban, it's necessary for the dam. So in that one prat, shechitas kachem is going to be different. But fundamentally, the Maisa Shechita by Kachim Echulim really is the same. So the Din Savra can be learned from one to the other, because the Maisa really is the same. Telchor, we can say the same for the Ramban. The Ramban in the Sifrei, the Ramban quoting the Sifrei, he's not saying that it's necessarily the same Parsha. He's saying Makachim B'Shechita, Avchulim B'Shechita. That means the Hilcha Shechita of Chulin are derived from the Hilcha Shechita of Kachim, the basic halachas, because in terms of the Maisa, it really is fundamentally the same. But Shechitas Kachim could be a different parsha. It could be more than just the Matir. Right? It's part of the, it could be Avoda of the Karban. And that's why there's this Havamina that maybe Shavu Shavu Kulo. The Emes is the Taz in Shulchan Aruch makes a similar comment. He really says this. That's the Taz that I added to the Makaros that I asked you to see. Does someone have a Taz with them? Taz is going on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch that Shechita doesn't require kavana. Shechita schulin in a tficha kavana afilu masasik ba'am alachto or shizorak sakin lenotza b'koso v'shotak yilchasak shen. That's the din on that Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Zorak sakin lenotza b'koso, this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Tosis says a different pshat. Argues a little bit with Rashi. This is Rashi, the Pasha pshat, that you have no kavana for chaticha simana ba'alma. Misasik mamish, you have no idea what you're doing. The only thing you know is that you have kavana for the mice. You want to do a mice. It's not like it just fell by itself and you had no kavana smaisa. Yeah, kavana smaisa. So if you had kavana smaisa, kavana koach agavra, kavana to do a mice the koach agavra, so that's enough for chulin even if there's no kavana. So on that, the Torah says, medigoli rachmana misasik bekotshim sheposel, Pasuk says v'shachar is ben abakar. So from that we learn that the shechita of kachim has to be l'shem ben abakar, l'shem hakarban. It's learned from the words ben abakar. So from that you see, if misasik b'kachim is pasul a special pasuk, so misasik b'chulin is going to be kashim. When we call makom zok the taz nafla b'lokah gavra amina b'samak the pasul. You need kach gavra. It has to be an action, the force of the individual. Mishum v'zavachta havalach alapachas kamo v'osisa. V'zavachta sounds like it has to be a maisa. Okay, fine. So then he says, v'prisha ikshah b'mada aminan kan medigoli rachmana amaylo neima kein gam v'shochar, gabi v'shochar, didashina minei reish ha'shochar glo v'shavi gistra. Our favorite Russian. Taz says, look, from the word v'shachad l'maskona, we're not learning shechita min atzava, but rather the lola shavei gistera, that there's no chiyuv to cut the mafrekas, there's no din to cut the mafrekas, they have to be simonim. So why don't we say, v'shachad is ben abokar, that's a din by kachim, so the din to lola shavei gistera should apply by kachim, not by chul. That's the precious kasha. Hachanami neima midigoli v'kachim ken, shoyna the b'chul and shari v'gistera. Why shouldn't we say that the din of lola shavei gistera applies by kachim, not by chulim? Shach has been a bokas, it didn't kachim, but the goli rachman by kachim, but it's not by cholin. And he says that the preacher doesn't have a good answer. Zok the taz v'lo kashim mid, I don't think it's a kashim. Let's read this taz. Okay, I want to see all the pratim of the taz, because we've seen them all. We've seen all the shitas. He puts it together very beautifully. V'lo kashim mid, the hapirish rashi al gist v'shaliyakta kol ha-mafrekes l'shnayim. Rashi says the lola shavei gistra means you don't have to cut the mafrekas into two. V'hainu she'ein tzorich lachto kol ha-mafrekas kamo she'izvah. That means that you don't have to. There's no chiyuv. The lola shavei gistra means that you don't have to cut the mafrekas. Im ken kulahu t'kamashu l'ankra b'kachim kavachamer b'chulin. If you learn like that, again, that's one pshat, but that's Rashi, right? You have different approaches, machlokas, two days in the Mordechai, what the Pshat and Rashi is. So according to that day, the Rashi holds the Ensorek Lachtoch HaSamafrekes, so then it's a Kula by Kachim. So not the Taz, if that's the case, then Koshkin, it should apply the Kula. Simple answer to the precious Kashi. Right? If it's a Kula by Kachim, of course. The Avot Bisha Rav Yoh Piresh, the Mordechai quotes, the Rav Yoh says, no, She'osa Lachtoch HaMafrekes Vashnayim. Hukvarkosav Rav Moshe Amin Akach Lahachmir. So first of all, it's a chumer ba'alma. We don't really pass it that way, the Taz says. Okay. The gamle Rav Yoin kan kushya klal. But even if you take the Rav Yoin seriously, there's no kasha. Why? There's a pasha to be inan b'chulin shchita kmo b'kotchim. There's no question that the shchita of chulin and the shchita of kotchim are similar. B'choshen esmayit b'kotchim in v'shochad, memela lo hava shchita klal. Whatever is nismayit from kotchim, from the word v'shochat, that's not called shchita b'chulin. Anything that you derive from the word v'shochat and kotchim has to apply to chulin. Because in chulin we have a basic ma'isa shchita, and we're going to derive the ma'isa shchita of chulin from kotchim. Al kein posel gam b'chulin, d'ho al kaponim shchita b'ina. Mashen kein midi de'imed min ben abokor o shalishna d'kro. Name of the dafka b'kotchim imed, the b'chulin loksivi hanachlishni, v'lo b'ina l'ru klal. The only thing we're going to say applies to kachim, not to chulin. That's what we learned from Ben Abokar. B'shachar is Ben Abokar, that misasek is posel by kachim and not by chulin. That's from Ben Abokar, that you have to shech l'shem Ben Abokar. It's not learned from B'shachar. What's learned from B'shachar, you can learn from kachim to chulin, because you need a basic ma'isa shchita by chulin. Where are you going to derive dinim of shchita by chulin from? You're going to derive that from kachim. That's not a problem, to derive the basic ma'isa shchita. Of course we're going to learn that from kachim. Extra halacha from Ben Abokar, the misasik is possible by kachim, that's something unique to kachim. Since the Torah requires kavana by kachim specifically, so then we know by chulin we're not going to have that kavana. But the basic ma'isa shchita, yes, you can derive one from the other. You can't say shchitas kachim is a different parsha, nothing to do with shchitas chulin. You need new drushes to learn the dinim of shchitas chulin from. No, we're going to learn the basic ma'isa shchita from kachim to chulin. It's just, it could still be a different parasha. There are special halachas that apply to kachim. So you can still say shchitas kachim is a special parasha, and this one prat that maybe you shech bekulo, so that's a special halacha that applies to kachim. But that doesn't mean that you can't derive shchitas chulin from shchitas kachim. Of course they're similar. And one certainly can be derived from the other. So that's why you can derive that it's an issa to cut the mafrekes after the shchitas asimanin, like the Rav Yoh learns with Asir Hashim. You can derive shchitim natsava. The Gemara thought shchitim natsava. You could also derive from shchitas kachim, and you'll also learn the basic hilchas shchita, the halachas of rov simen and halacha mashmi sinai of shchita, the halacha mashmi sinai of the chamisha psula shchita. That you can derive from shchitas kachim to shchitas chulin, because that's part of the basic definition of shchita. And certainly there is a relationship between shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin. But that doesn't mean that shchitas kachim doesn't have its own element, its own character, its own parsha. And therefore, it'll have special halachas that don't apply to chulin. So this could explain the Gemara according to the Rambam. The problem is there is one final shita, and that's the Reed Dorlins. The Reed Dorlins quoted in Tosis and Zvachim seems to say kimat mefurish that shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin is mamish hanuhach, literally the same. Within his shita, it's very, very difficult. The Gemara seems very difficult. What's the Reed Dorlins' shita? This is a very beautiful Gemara in Zvachim, a famous Gemara. It's Kedai. The Mishnah in Zvachim and Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph is talking about Machsheva Shelo Lishma by the different Avodas HaKarban. What are the Avodas HaKarban that we know of?
We know of Kabbalah Sadam, Holocha Sadam, and Zrika Sadam, right? These are all Avodas in the Dam.
So the Mishnah says, Mishnah quotes a Machlokas Tanoim. Pesach ve'achada she'shortan shalol lishma. Ve'kibel v'hola v'zarek shalol lishman, o lishman v'shalol lishman, o shalol lishman v'lishman. He did some of the avodas hakarban shalol lishman. He did it for a different sarach, not for this type of carbon. So psulim, the Mishnah says psulim. Ketzad lishman v'shalol lishman. L'shem pesach u'l'shem shlamim. Let's say you did the Kabbalah l'shem Pesach and the Halacha l'shem Shlom. Shalom l'shem v'lishma, l'shem Shlom and l'shem Pesach. Shazelach nifsal be'arba dvarim b'shchita u'bekibol u'behiloch u'bezrika. Rabbi Shimon makshir behiloch. Rabbi Shimon says that by Halacha Sadam, makshir shalom l'shma is not going to pass. Reb Shimon has a shita that by holocha sadam, machsheva shalom l'shma is not going to pass. Shehaya Omer, I Efshir Shelo B'Shchita V'Shelo B'Kabbalah V'Shelo B'Zrika, Aval Efshir B'Lo Hilach. Reb Shimon says that any avoda she'efshir levatla, any avoda that you don't need, machsheva shelo lishma is not going to pass. Halachas adam, you don't necessarily need. Right? You could be mekabel adam, and you could be zorik it immediately. You can shech the behema close to the mizbeach. You mekabel adam. You don't need to be molich adam necessarily to take it from the place of the shechita, from the place of the kabbalah to the mizbeach. You can actually sprinkle it on the mizbeach immediately. Halacha is not really necessary. Reb Shimon says that any avoda she'ef shalavatla, if you don't really need that avoda, so then machshav shalolishma is not going to pass on in that avoda. And the Chacham argue, they say even an avoda she'ef shalavatla, machshav shalolishma will pass. The Gemara Daf Yudalim Abayis has a shaila, what's the din? Not about machshav shalolishma, what's the din about Zar, who does one of the avodas? Rabba v'Rav Yosef Dami Tavayu, halacha b'zar machlokas Reb Shimon v'Rabban. Halacha bizar should be a machlokas Reb Shimon and Rabbanim. Why? Reb Shimon dam avoda shef shalavatla lav avoda he shera bizar. The Rabbanim psula. According to Reb Shimon, who says avoda shef shalavatla lav avoda he, notice the Gemara is defining that. Reb Shimon doesn't just say that avoda shef shalavatla machshav shalolishma doesn't passel. Why does machshav shalolishma not passel? It's not an avoda. Reb Shimon holds if it's shef shalavatla, that's not really called an avoda. Because it's not intrinsic to the carbon, it's not integral to the carbon, it's not necessary, it's not ma'akiv in the carbon. Reb Shimon will say, Zokta Gemara, he should say that there's no psul of zar either. Just like there's no psul of shalom lishma, there shouldn't be a psul of zar. Right? A non-coin should be able to do that. Avoda, halacha sadam. Why? Because it's not an avoda. Since it's Efshel Avada, it's not Navoda, so Lechora, it should be Kasha Bazaar as well. According to the Rabbanan, it should be Pasel. Just like the Rabbanan say that Machshav Shel Lishma by Halacha will Pasel the carbon, even though it's Efshel Avada, it's called an Avoda. So, it's called Navoda, Le'inyan Zar too. Zar will Pasel by Halacha Saddam. That's what Rabbi Rav Yosef wanted to say. So, Amalei Abaye, Ay, Vashchita Davoda, Shi Efshel Avada, Ksher Bazaar. Abaye says, Efshel Avatla and Zar have nothing to do with each other. Because I can give you an example of an avoda that's Efshel Avatla, that you absolutely need, and nevertheless, it's Ksher Bazar. So if you want to tell me that any avoda that's Efshel Avatla is not called an avoda, and therefore Zar should be kosher, obviously Zar has nothing to do with this, because even if it's Efshel Avatla, even if it's an avoda that's absolutely necessary, some mice in the carbon that's absolutely necessary, it's still kosher bizarre. So clearly, the fact that it's EF Shalavatla doesn't define it as an avoda any more than if it's EF Shalavatla, right? Zar shouldn't be, the question of Zar shouldn't be dependent on whether it's EF Shalavatla or whether it's EF Shalavatla. Because you see a paradigm that Shchita is an avoda she EF Shalavatla, nevertheless, it's Ksher Bizar. So Amalei, Shchita lav avoda hi. No, Shchita is totally different. Shchita is taka EF Shalavatla, but it's not an avoda anyway. So of course Zar is going to be kosher by Shchita. You can't bring me a raya that because it's EF Shalavatla, because Shchita is a necessity in the carbon, it must be an avoda. No, Shchita is not an avoda. Shchita is an exception to the rule. Shchita is not an avoda. So of course it's Ksher Bazar. Right? It's Ksher Bazar. It's not avoda he, so therefore it's Ksher Bazar. We're talking about avoda sakarba. Right? By the avoda sakarban, if it's an avoda she'ef shalavatla, Reb Shimon holds that that's not called an avoda. It's not an avoda. We call it an avoda colloquially, but it's not an avoda because it's not necessary. So therefore, shalol lishma is okay. So if shalol lishma is okay, then lechora there shouldn't be a psul of zar either. Shchita is totally different. Shchita is different. It's lav avoda hi. So therefore, it's going to be ksher bazar. It's different. What does that mean? Shchita lav avoda hi. So Rashi there in Zvachim explains. Since all psulim are kosher by shchita, so you see it's not navoda. What does he mean? The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis in Zvachim says that shchita is kshera with all the psulim, not just zar. Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Kol psulim sheshartu shchita osan kshera, sheshchita kshera bezarim ubenoshim ubeavadim ubetmeim. Shchita is kshera with all the psulim, not just zar, but noshim, akosha for shchita, avodim akosha for shchita. Tameyim are kosher for shechita. B'di'eved, the Gemara in Chulin, for those who've learned the beginning of Chulin, Gemara in Chulin Abayz and Abayz says, lechatchila, we try not to shepherd Tameyim because we're afraid that he'll touch the carbon, he'll be metameyim. But b'di'eved, if a Tomei shechted with some kind of a long sakin, right? If he doesn't touch the carbon itself, so then the shechita is kosher. So all the psulim are kosher for shechita. Zabrashi. So that's why lav avodah. How can the psulim be kosher if it's an avoda? The fact that all psulim are kosher means the shechita lav avodah. So says Rashi, that's pshat in the Gemara. That's why it's kosher bizarre. There's no, you can't use shechita as a paradigm. So since you can't say that an avoda she'ef shelavatla, that's called an avoda. An avoda she'ef shelavatla is not an avoda. And the question of zar is dependent on whether it's ef shelavatla or if it's ef shelavatla. No, because zar is kosher even by something that's ef shelavatla. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, no. Shechita is totally different. Shechita is not navoda. That's why Zara is going to be kosher. It's not navoda because all the psulim are kosher by shechita. Shechita is not navoda. So don't bring me a raya from shechita to halacha. This is Rashi Shechita. So comes Tosus there in the Haggah, and he says, Harav Ben Yaakov Dorlins, Mefarish, Lav Avoda Hilavi Sheshava Bechulan of a Kotchen. Imkein Lav Mitam Avoda Tziva Amokom Shechita. The Reed Dorlin says that Shechita Lav Avoda, he doesn't mean that it's kosher b'kol apsul. No. It's lav avodahi because it's shoveh b'chulun u'b'kotshin. There's no difference between the two. It's the same din. It's the same din. So if it's shoveh b'chulun u'b'kotshin, how can it be an avodah? There's no avodah in chulun. So if shechita is shoveh b'chulun u'b'kotshin, it can't be an avodah. Lav mitam avoda tziva amokom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mitzave shchitas kotshim as an avoda. Lav mitam avoda tziva amokom shchita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mitzave shchitas kotshim as an avoda. It's the same as chul. It's the same as chul. The reader Alins clearly seems to learn that shchitas kotshim and shchitas chulin is really the same parsha. He's saying it's literally the same thing. It's not Navoda because it's Shoveh Bechulen of a Kachim. Shoveh Bechulen of a Kachim. Is he just saying it's Shoveh in the Maisa? Seems to be saying that it's really Shoveh. That's his whole point, is to say that Shechitas Kachim is nothing special. It's nothing special. Nothing special. It's really, it's a din of Shechitas Chul. It's really strange because we know that machshava does pass by shchitas kachim. Machshava shelo lishma passes by shchitas kachim. Misasik is passed by shchitas kachim. Shove bechulin bekachim. Shchitas kachim is really shove bechulin bekachim. Quite a big chiddush. Not a posh of the kasha to answer. Rabbi Ganak, in one of his svarim in the Gan Shoshanim in Chelek Beis, he works very hard on that kasha. If you hold that shechita lav avoda, he means lefi sheshava b'chulin b'kotchim. What does that mean? There, we do find differences. The whole bit of mesasik posel b'kotchim, or that shows that shechita's kotchim is really a different parsha. Achshava shlo lishma posels by shechita's kotchim. You see that the Achshava poselas by kotchim, chore shechita's kotchim really is a different parsha. I don't know, it's a kasha. But if the reader Linz is correct that Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim are really Shavim Zeh B'Zeh, they're really the same, so then how does he understand our sugya? How does he understand our sugya? What's the Havmin of Ag Yomara that you should need Shechitas Kol HaSimen by Kachim? Udam Utsarav, you should need Shechitas Kachim? We said, Lechora, what that means is that Shechitas Kachim is a different parsha, so therefore, it's a different sug shchita. It's a different type of shchita. It's a different type of shchita. This halacha that you need the dam, that is going to be a halacha in the shchita itself. It's not going to be separate from the shchita. It's going to be in the shchita itself. But if you say shava chulin v'kotchim, if shchita's chulin and shchita's kotchim are really the same, so what's the havmin of the Gemara? What's the havmin of the Gemara? So I think the answer is everyone holds that the Havli of the Gemara is that Shchitas Kodshim is a different parasha. Everyone's saying that. That's why you think that you need Shchitas Kolasim. But that's just the Havli. The question is, what's the Maskana of the Gemara? What's the Maskana of the Gemara? The Gemara concludes that Shchitas Kodshim also only requires Rov. So what happened? What changed in the Maskana of the Gemara? There are two ways to learn the Maskana. We find this type of construct time and time again. That there's a havamina, there's some kind of svara the Gemara entertains initially, and then it rejects that svara, right? Then it changes. So the question is that a full rejection of the svara? Or is the Gemara saying, no, we're not rejecting the svara, your svara is not right, but for some reason, the halachas don't line up exactly with that svara. It's the same thing over here. The havamina of the Gemara is that Shchitas Kodshim really is a different parasha. That's what you should need, Shchitas Kolasim. So what changed? The Maskana of the Gemara is that Shchitas Rov Simen is enough by Kodshim. What does that tell me? Does that tell me that the Gemara in the Maskana is saying the Shchitas Kodshim really is the same as Shchitas Chulin, like the Reberlins? Is that really what the Gemara is saying? Maybe that is what the Gemara is saying. Maybe the Maskana of the Gemara is Taka, the Havmina you had was wrong. Havmina that you had was Taka wrong. Shchitas Kodshim is not a separate parsha. There's a Gzeres HaKosov, Misasik is possible by Kodshim, but really it's not a separate parsha from Shchitas Chulin. In the Maisa, it's not a separate parsha. The Horaya, we're learning all these other halachas from Shchitas Kodshim, Shchitas Chulin, the Lulul Shavu Yistera, Shchita Menatzava. We're learning the basic halachas of the Maisa Shchita from Kodshim to Chulin. So maybe it really is the same parsha as Shchitas Chulin. So there's no reason to say that you need Shchitas Kolasim by Kodshim. That's one way to learn the Maskana of the Gemara. The other way to learn the Maskana is to say, no, even in the Maskana, we assume Shchitas Kodshim really is a different parsha. It's a different parsha than Shchitas Kulin. The Haraya Misasek is possible by Shchitas Kodshim, but not by Shchitas Kulin. So it really is a different parsha. The Mishnah says that Shchitas Rov is sufficient by Kodshim, because even though Ladam Hutzarech, even though Shchitas Kodshim is to get to the Dam, it's Avodas HaKarban, it's a Tzorech for the Dam, that's really the Yisod of Shchitas Kodshim. That's really the Yisod of Shchitas Kodshim. Kamash Malon, that with Rov, the Dam is going to be Yotzei enough. I don't need Shchitas Kulo in order to get the Dam. Right? In order to get the Dam for the Mizbeach, I don't need Shchitas Kulo. I think I need Shchitas Kulo to make sure I have a lot of Dam for the Mizbeach. Kamash Malon, even though Shchitas Kodshim is a different parasha. A different parasha than Shchitas Chulin. Even the Maskana, perhaps. That's what the Beis Halevi would have us believe, right? Even according to Maskana, Shchitas Kodshim really is a different parasha, but nevertheless, Rov is sufficient. Because Rov is enough in order to get the Dam. So there are two ways to learn the Maskana of the Gemara. Bechara, everyone's going to say within the Havamina that Shchitas Kodshim really is a different parasha. That's why the Havamina is that you really need Kolasim. You need Kolasim to get the Dam for this Rika. The question is, what's the Kamash Malon? Is the Kamash Malon that Rov is sufficient despite the fact that Shchitas Kodshim is a different parasha? Or should we say, no, Rov is sufficient because you got it all wrong? Because really, Shchitas Kodshim and Shchitas Kulin are fundamentally the same. But Shchitas Kodshim has certain extra halachas, but really, it's fundamentally the same, and that's why there's no din to have Kulo. There's no din to have Kulo because it's not part of the Avodas HaKarban. It's Shavah B'Kulin V'Kodshim. It really is not a separate din. Okay, these are the different ways to learn the Gemara. Questions?
The
Havamina is that by Kodshim you need the Dam for Zrika, so you should have to shech Kula. By Chulin you only shech Rov. By Chulin, you're only shafting Rov.
We mentioned before that we said that from the pasuk of the Shachat and Abakar, we learned the Chulin. This is actually why I'm just talking about Kachim and Akron.
The pasuk of Shachat and Abakar is talking about Kachim, right?
So then, where do we apply that to Chulin?
We apply it to Chulin on Daf Chav Zayin and Rav. What do you mean?
That I was just talking about Kachim and Akron.
Quick, Maskana of the Gemara? No. Even within the Havamina, we're still going to learn Shchitas Chulin from the word Vishachad, like the Taz. Right? The Taz says the word Vishachad we're going to learn from Kachim to Chulin. But there are aspects of Shritas Kachin that we're not going to learn to Shritas Chulin. The basic Maisa everyone holds we're going to learn from Kachin to Chulin. Even if we say that Shritas Kachin is a different parsha, but the basic Maisa, right, there certainly are comparisons between Kachin and Chulin, and we're deriving the halachas of Chulin from Kachin. It's a complicated balancing act over here. Everyone's going to say that we're deriving some halachas of Kachin, some halachas of Shritas Chulin from Shritas Kachin. The question is the parsha of Shechitas Kachim viewed as a totally, right, is it viewed as an extra parsha? So the nature of the Shechita, nature of the din of Shechitas Kachim, not the Maisa, the nature of the din of Shechitas Kachim is more than Shechitas Chulin? Or should we say no? That it's the regular din of Shechitas Chulin. What does that mean? Is Shechitas Kachim just to be matir, the basar, ba'achilas mizbeah, ba'achilas bailin? Is that all it is? So then it's literally the same as Shechitas Chulin. Or no, the din of Shechitas Kachim is Chulin plus, right? It's a basic Maisa. It's hard to say Chulin plus. The halachas of Chulin are derived from Kachim, right? So is it a din matir plus Avodas HaKarban too? Or is it, no, it's a matir. That's all it is. It's matir de basa b'achila. And there's a separate halacha that you have to take the dam and be makir and be zorik that on the mizbeach. But it's not that shchita is avodas hakarban; it's a chelik of the avodas adam. That's the question that we're addressing over here. The havamina is that shchita's kachim really is a different halacha, and that's why I think that you need kulot. The question is, in the maskona, is that changing? Are we saying no? It's wrong. Taka shchita's kachim and shchita's kulon are really fundamentally the same parsha, or do we say no? That even though it's a different parsha, but still, Rove is sufficient in order to accomplish the same thing. Rove is sufficient in order to get to the Dham. Okay. Let's go back. Okay, so the Gemara, now we're getting to the last piece of Gemara that we're going to see in the second paragraph. The Gemara says that Chada b'chulim and Chada b'kachim, right? That there are two parts to the Mishnah. Each one says that the Shechitas Rov Simonim is sufficient. But one's talking about Chulim, one's talking about Kachin. So, Frag the Gemara, Hai b'chulim, Hai b'kachin. Rav Kana, Mistaber, Reish b'chulim, Sefer b'kachin. Rav Kana says that Reish b'chulim, Sefer b'kachin. Why? Mimai. To the Katoni, Hashochet. The Mishnah says Hashochet. What does it say? Hashochet echad ba'ov v'shnayim ba'vehem ha-shechita asok sherim. V'yisak adayet ha-chorei shebekotshim ha-molek mi-vo'elei. It should have said ha-molek. Ha-molek echad ba'ov v'shnayim ba'vehem. You can't do molek in a behem. What's the Gemara saying? It says hashochet, so hashochet must be chulin. Because if it's kotshim, it should say ha-molek. Ha-molek? How does that make any sense in the mission? What do you think? Sorry? Yeah, but it says behemoth too. I think what the Gemara means is it should have said hamolek echad ba'ov v'hashochet shnayim ba'behemah shchitas ha'ksheira. It would have had to say hashochet anyway. But if we're talking about kachim, malika is the way to go, right? If it's kachim, you can only do malika. So if you're going to mention ov first, it should have said hamolek and not hashochet. Of course you have to say the word hashochet afterwards, right? Of course it has to say the word hashochet, but it should start hamolek. I think that's what the Gemara means. Maybe Sakadaita Gresha Bekotchim Hamolek mi Baila. Elamai Sefer Bekotchim Shchitasok Shera Milikosok Shera mi Baila. Same problem. If the Sefer is talking about Kotchim, it should say Milikosok Shera, not Shchitasok Shera. The last item that's mentioned in the Sefer is Behema, so that's why it says Shechitas Ha'Ksheira. But since in the Reisha the first item mentioned is Ov, so if it's talking about Kachim, it should say Hamolek, it shouldn't say Hashochet. The Reisha Michti Al Ov Koi Isagadayta B'Kachim Hamolek Mibayale. So this is one chat, one raya that the Reisha must be talking about Kachim. The Reisha must be talking about Kachim. Rav Simi Bar Ashi Amar Reisha B'chulin Mehocha. The Tani Echad Be'Of. Reisha says Echad Be'Of. The Isak Adayt Be'Kachim Ha'ika Ola Sa'ov De'Boi Shnei Simon. Reisha says Hashochet Echad Be'Of. So Zop Rav Simi Bar Ashi. That must be talking about kachim, because they must be talking about chulin. Must be talking about chulin, because if it's talking about kachim, there's ola sa'ov that requires shnei simanim, right? Chata sa'ov is simen echad. Chata sa'ov is simen echad v'lo yavda. Right? It's osa to cut two. Ola sa'ov is dafka shnei simanim, that you have to be mavdol. It's a mitzvah savdala by ola sa'ov. So the Reisha must be talking about chulin, because if it's talking about kachim, how can you say shnei simanim? How can you say simen echad? There's ola sa'ov that requires shnei simanim. Elamai sefer b'kachim Rov echad ba'of, ha'ik ha'olah sa'ov d'vay shnei simanim. But the same problem in the Seifa. It says rov echad ba'of. Aye, there's olah sa'ov. If the Seifa is talking about kachim, so how can it say rov echad ba'of? My rov echad, rov kol echad ve'echad. Rov echad doesn't mean only one. Olah sa'ov requires two, but rov kol echad ve'echad. Rov of each one. Who bedinu the listening rov shnayim. You sure really said rov shnayim. There's also chata sa'of. So it says rov echad ba'of, which can be interpreted in one of two ways. That either by chata sa'of, rov echad is sufficient, and by ola sa'of, rov kol echad ve'echad is sufficient. But the Reisha must be talking about chulin, because how can it say echad ba'of? Right? How can it say echad ba'of? Hashochet echad ba'of. Hashochet echad ba'of. You can't say kol echad ba'of. Why can't you say kol echad ba'of? If you could say rov kol echad ba'of. Rov kol echad ve'echad ba'of. Rov echad ba'of. That could be rov kol echad ve'echad. But the Reisha, hashochet echad ba'of, it sounds like one. It doesn't sound like kol echad ve'echad. What do you think? Rov echad ba'ov, Rav Shnayim ba'vahim ha'shchita suk sheir. Rov echad, rov kol echad ve'echad. Mara thinks rov echad could mean rov kol echad ve'echad, but hashochet echad ba'ov sounds like one simon. Kol echad ve'echad sounds like echad. I'm not sure. Rav Papa Amar Reisha b'chulin mehacha. B'tani Rav Yehuda Amar Chiyishcha v'savridin. Pligi Rabbanan alei. Z'yamer b'shlama b'chulin shaper. Z'yamer b'kodshim amai pligi Rabbanan alei. Kulatz mo ledam utzar. We discussed this right at great length, right? Rav Yehuda says that you have to be shogu v'savridin as well. Yeah, that you have to be menakev v'savridin. By oath. And the Chachamim argue. It's if the Reisha is by kodshim, why should the Chachamim argue? You should need the shech v'savridin in order to get to the dam. In order to get to the dam. That was Tosis's raya. Rabbi Yehuda must be talking lechatchila. The Chacham must argue even lechatchila, because if he's talking to the Eved, then maybe the Chacham hold lechatchila. You need it too. Lechatchila, you need it too. Atzmol ledam utzarech. Rav Ashi yomer sefer bekotchim mehocha. Diktani hashochet shnei roshin. Rav Ashi says, I'll bring you a raya that the Sefer is Bekotchi. Because the next Mishnah says, Hashochet Shnei Roshin Ke'echad. Hashochet Shnei Roshin Ke'echad Shchitas Ukshera. Vishach two behemoths together. Shchitas Ukshera. Hashochet Yevet in Lechatila Lo. Sounds like Shchitas Shnei Roshin Ke'echad is only B'Dievet. Yeah, Bishlam Bekotchim, Hainod Lechatchila Lo, Mishimutani, Rav Yosef, Tizbach, Shalo Yehe Shnaim Shofen Zevach Echad, Tizbachuhu, Shalo Yehe Echad Shochet Shnei Zvachim, Va'am Rav Kana, Tizbachayu Ksiv. What does that mean? Rav Yosef has this drosha. It doesn't say Tizbach, it says, V'chi Sizbachu Zevach Shalom Lashem Letzomchem Tizbachuhu. So he breaks up the word Tizbachu, that first of all, Tizbachay uksiv. It's written Tizbachay without the extra vav. It doesn't say Tizbachuhu with two vavs. So we darshan that as Tizbach, that one person has to do the shechita. You can't have Shnaim Shochtim Zevach Echad. What's more, Tizbachu, who? Right? Al Matzos Umrorim Yochlu, who? Right? Who means it? shech the one carbon. Shelo yehe echad shochet shnei zvachim. Right, two drushes. So if you hold that the seif is bekodshim, so then I understand lechatchili you're not supposed to shech shnei rushin ke'echad. But if it's bechulin, eliyam bechulin afilu lechatchila nami. But bechulin even lechatchila should be enough. So there are four rayas the Gemara has. Three rayas that the ration must be talking about chulin, either from the lashon or shochet, or from the fact that it says echad ba'of, or from the fact that the Rabbanan argue against Rabbi Huda and they say you don't need shechitas avridim. So from that you see that the reisha must be tum achul. Then the Gemara is a raya that the sefer must be tum akachim from the next Mishnah. Right? The sefer is kachim because the next Mishnah is tum akachim, so mustama the sefer of the first Mishnah also is tum akachim because the next Mishnah says shorish ne rashim ke'echad is b'di'evet kashim l'chatchil it's possible, so that must be tum akachim where it's osit the shech shnei zvachim ke'echad is it's a xeris akasim. Strange shechita, but if you can do it, if you can do it well, it's kosher b'chulin. But by kachim lechatchil, you're not supposed to do it. Chulin, not supposed to do it. Okay. Zot Gemara va'afrib Shimon ben Lakish sava reisha chulin v'seifa b'kachim. Reish Lakish also held that safe the reisha is chulin seifa kachim. Amar Shimon ben Lakish me'achas shanino ruba shalecha kamo lama shanino rov echa bov rav shnei v'behema. Reish Lakish has this kasha. He says the reason why it says Rav Echa Ba'ov Rav Shnayim Ba'Behema, right, the kasha of why do you need both? He says Lefi Sheshaninu Heviu Lo Es Atamid. Mishnah Yuma says that on Yom Kippur they bring the Tamid to the Kohen Gadol. Right? Heviu Lo Es Atamid Kertzo the Kohen Gadol shechted it. Mirak Acha Shchita So Al Yado. If someone else finished up the shchita. So Yochel Lo Mirak Yehi Paso Kach Shaninu Rav Echa Ba'ov Rav Shnayim Ba'Behema. Reish Lakish says, why does it say that you need Rov Echa? It's continued. The Mishnah has a Sefer. It says that you need Rov Echa Ba'ov Rav Shnayim Ba'Behema. Why do you have to repeat that? Because you would think, what? The Shechita of the Talmid of Yom Kippur, what? The Kohen Gadol doesn't finish the Shechita. Kohen Gadol just shechs a little bit. Right? He shechs a little bit. But someone else is memarik the shechita. There's another coin that finishes the shechita. So you would think if lo mirek yehi pasol, there's another coin that finishes the shechita. He finishes the simen. The coin gadol shechted rov, and then the other coin finishes until kula. So yochol lo mirek yehi pasol kach shanino rav echa bov rav shnayim ba'behema. So the sefer of the Mishnah Reish Lakish says teaches me that even without Mirak HaShechita, even if the other coin does not finish the Shechita, the Rov is enough. What's the Raya? He's talking about Kachim over there, right? Yom Kippur. Shechita Satomit. So you see clearly, he's assuming that the Sefer is talking about Kachim. Sefer is talking about Kachim, and it's saying that you don't need Mirak HaShechita, you don't need to Shech Bekulo, even if the Kohen Gadol is shechted the rov and stops right over there, the shechita will be a shechita kshera because b'di'evet, even by kachim, shechita's rov is enough. Reish Lakish also holds that the sefer is talking about kachim because it's clear from the mashmos of his lima that it's talking about kachim. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what? Let's try to analyze this last halacha. Okay. Let's try to analyze this last halacha. Omar, Yochel lo mirek yehi pasol. The Braisa is what I would think if the Kohen Gadol before we get there, let's deal with the Braisa the way we have it till now. We'll see the other part of the month. What does the Braisa say that the Kohen Gadol shechs the Tamid, he shechs over the Tamid, and then someone else finishes the Shechita? Why does someone else finish the Shechita? Because the Kohen Gadol wants to be able to be mekabel the dam. Yom Kippur is the time that all of the avodas are kosher the Kohen Gadol. We want the Kohen Gadol to do the avodas. So he has to do the Kabbalah Sadam. The Kabbalah Sadam, Shalom Kohen Gadol, would be possible. So he needs someone else to finish the Shechita. If he's going to do the whole Shechita, Shech the Kol HaSimon, so then So then he's not going to be able to be mekabel the dam properly. Who finishes the shechita for the kohen gadol? So Rashi has a comment here. He says, "Umire kohen acher shechita." A kohen acher is going to finish the shechita. Okay, that makes sense. The kohenim are all around the kohen gadol. I understand the kohen. A kohen acher is going to be memarik the shechita. But Rashi and Yuma says the same thing. Rashi's medayik. Some of the gemaras have a musaf Rashi over here. They quote the Rashi and Yuma. Rashi and Yuma also is medayik that kohen acher memarik shechita sol yod. The Rashi. Hevilos atomic kerza umirek acher shechita al yodo. Mirek acher vegomar kohen acher shechita. If she'en kabbalas adam ksheira le b'kohen gadol b'tzarek l'mar le kabel. Kohen gadol has to be memari, has to be mekabel the dam. So therefore, a kohen acher is memarik the shechita al yodo. What's up with a kohen? What does he need a kohen for? Didn't we have a gemara in Zvachim that says shechita ksheira bizar? Shechita ksheira bizar. So okay, the kohen gadol did the beginning of the shechita, but let a zar, even a zar can finish off the shechita. Why does a kohen acher have to finish off the shechita for the kohen gadol? Hello, Dovrahu, right? It sounds like Rashi is saying the kohen acher memarek shechita sol yado. Why dafka kohen acher? So there are different answers that the Achronim give. Beautiful answers. Someone suggests that maybe this is a raya to a yisod that the Beis Halevi and the Rosh Hashem. Even if we say shechita is kshera bizar, but shechita bizar is not the same as shechitas kohen. It's not the same. You see, a kohen is mitzvah on shechita. Kohenim have a mitzvah on hakrovas hakarban. They have a mitzvah to bring karbonis. So on shechita hakarban, the kohen has a mitzvah to do the shechita. The zar can do the shechita for the karban, but he doesn't have a mitzvah. Zar will not mitzvah on the karbonis. That's the difference of the world. Why is it so different? The Gemara in Yevamos talks about what's the din of zar sheshimesh b'shabbos. Let's say a zar does avoda on Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara in Yevamos on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says zar sheshimesh b'shabbos ubalmum sheshimesh b'tuma yesh kan mishum zarus umishum Shabbos umishum balmum umishum tuma. Let's talk about zar sheshimesh b'shabbos. Leave out balmum sheshimesh. Zar sheshimesh b'shabbos, a zar that does avoda in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, Gemara says, quotes a brisa that yesh bo mishum zoros u'mishum Shabbos. So the Gemara, a little bit later on, skipping a little bit, the Gemara says, zar sheshimesh b'shabbos b'may. What are we talking about? I b'shchita, shchita b'zar k'shera. We're talking about shchita, shchita k'shera b'zar. So what's the problem? He's allowed to be mishamesh b'shchita. Shchita k'shera b'zar. The either Kabbalah, the Holocha, Tiltul Ba'amahu. If it's Kabbalah Saddam, Holocha Saddam, Tiltul Ba'amahu, what's he doing? He's just being Molech the Dam. He's being the Kabbalah the Dam. What's the Issa Bechlal? So the Gemara discusses and tries to figure out what exactly is the Issa we're talking about. What's the Kasha the Gemara? Ibe Shchita, Shchita Bezar Ksheira. What's the Kasha? The Gemara just told us that Zar Sheshimesh, Yeshba Mishum, Zorus, Mishum, Shabbos. So, Frank the Gemara, if we're talking about Shechita, what's the problem? So, what should be the Kasha? Kasha should be, why is there a problem with Zorus? Why is there a problem with Shabbos? There should be no problem, because Shechita is Kshera Bizar, so he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. So, what could be the problem? Comes Rashi and explains why. Shechita Bizar Kshera, Ve'in Kan Zorus. Rashi says, how can you tell me Zar Sheshimish B'Shabbos? Is Chai Mishim Zorus? Is Chai because he did Avodas HaKorban as a Zar. Shechita is Kshera Bizar. What could be the problem? If we're talking about Shechita, Shechita is Kshera Bizar. What could be the problem over here? Why didn't Rashi ask from Shabbos too? Right? Rashi should have interpreted the Gemara that the Kasha is not only why is there Zarus over here, why is there an Issa Shabbos over here? The Zar is doing what he's supposed to be doing. Shechita is Kshera Bizar. Just like a Kohen could do the Shechita, the Zar could do the Shechita. So what kind of Issa Shabbos? Melacha on Shabbos? Netilas Neshama on Shabbos? It's mutter. It's mutter. The Tsar is allowed to do the Shechita. The Rosh Hashanah picks up on this. Rosh Hashanah, there in Yevamos, comments Mashma aval iser Shabbos mia ika. Rashash says from Rashi, it sounds like there is an iser Shabbos for a zar to do shchita sakarban on Shabbos. The lohudra b'mikdash ela lakonim b'vay k'da amr abchia le'el avalo lezar mafilu b'shchita shekshera lo. Dr. Rashash, from Rashi, it's clear that even though shchita is kshera b'zar, it's kosher, but it's also for a zar to do shchita on Shabbos, to do shchita sakarban on Shabbos. Why? Why? Because the zar doesn't have a mitzvah shchita. That's the kohen's mitzvah. The zar is not mitzvah to be makir the carbon, to be shochet the carbon, to be makir, to bring, to do what's necessary to bring the carbon. The zar is not mitzvah on that. So because he's not mitzvah on that, Shabbos is not nitan lidochos eitzel zar. You can't be. It's also for the zar to do avod on Shabbos. It's melacha. Netilas neshama. It's melacha for the zar to do avod on Shabbos, even though his shchita is kosher. It's kosher, but it's awesome. It's kosher, but it's awesome for him to do, because only if it's a mitzvah is a mutter for him to do on Shabbos. Some of the Achanim want to suggest that's why Rashi felt compelled to say Mirei Kohen Acher Shchita Al Yado. What are we talking about over here? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's an Issa Melacha. So Dafka a Kohen Acher has to finish up the Shechita. Azar would not be able to finish up the Shechita. Just like it would be us of him to do the Shechita, the beginning of the Shechita, to shech the rov, it would be us of him to finish off the Shechita. Because he's memaher in the tilas neshama of the animal. So that's like killing the animal. Right? If he's hurrying it up, hurrying the process, so that's also in the tilas neshama. So that would be us. So that's B'davka why Rashi says it's a Kohen that's finishing off the Shechita. The Zar would not be able to finish off the Shechita, because that would be an Issa Malacha. But Shechita is Ksheira Bazar. It's Ksheira Bazar. Because it's not a mitzvah for him, because HaKrovas HaKrovin is not a mitzvah for the Zar, there's no heter for him to do it. So therefore, another Kohen has to finish off the Shechita. This is one answer that's given. So another beautiful answer given based on a comment of the Gro. Where does the Shechita B'Tamid take place? So the Mishnah in Tamid, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, says that it takes place in the Ezras HaKohanim. Ezras HaKohanim, the different parts of the Azara, the Ezras HaKohanim is where the Shechita takes place. Can Yisrael enter into the Ezras HaKohanim? So the Mishnah in Kalim, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, says, Ezras HaKohanim Mekudeshes Mimena, She'en Yisrael Nechnosim L'Sham, Ela B'Shas Tzorcheim, L'Smicha L'Shechita L'Tnufa. A Yisrael is not allowed to enter into the Ezras HaKohanim except Litzorech. Litzorech what? Litzorech smicha, smicha sakarban, to lean on their carbon, shchita sakarban, and tufa sakarban. What does that mean that the Yisrael is going to enter for shchita sakarban? So the Tiferes Yisrael says, the shchita is carbon, ksheira gam b'Yisrael. Shchita sakarban is kosher b'Yisrael, so we can have a hechit imsa that the Yisrael is going to be nichnas into the Ezras HaKohanim for shchita sakarban. It's taka ksheira b'Yisrael. Zokta Gra on the side in the parish of Mishnayos of the Gra, smicha utnufa hu bebailim dafka ushchita mitzvah bebailim. Says the Gra, smicha utnufa obviously have to be bebailim. So the Yisrael has to be there. The bailim have to be somech on the carbon. They have to lean on the carbon. They say vivli on the carbon. The tnufa has to be bebailim. So clearly, if the Yisrael is the bailim of the carbon, they have to be there for the tnufa. They have to be there for the smicha. But the bailim don't have to do the shchita. Someone else can do the shchita. A kohen can do the shchita. Another zar can do the shchita. Anyone can do the shchita. Talk to Gon. The shchita mitzvah b'bailim. The shchita is a mitzvah b'bailim. It's an inyan for the b'bailim to do shchita. It's a mitzvah for the b'bailim to do shchita. So even though it's not necessary for the b'bailim to do shchita on their own carbon, but it's a mitzvah. So therefore, it's viewed as a tzorech, and that's why the Yisrael is allowed to come to the Ezras Kohanim, even though it has a kedusha that the Yisrael really shouldn't be there. But litzorech, he's allowed to be there. What's the tzorech? If the din is ma'akev in the carbon of the Yisrael, or if it's at least a mitzvah for the Yisrael. So I saw that the Sefer Nachalei Devash wants to suggest, well, that would explain why over here another kohen has to do the mirak hashchita, he has to finish the shchita. Because this is not the Yisrael's carbon, this is shchita satomid, it's a carbon sibur. There's no mitzvah for a Yisrael to shech that carbon. The mitzvah for the Yisrael to shech the carbon is by his own private carbon yachid. By his carbon yachid, there's a mitzvah There's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to shecht. So if he can, he should do it. If he can't do it, obviously, you get someone else to do it. If you can be a moel, so you can do the bris milah on your own son. If not, you get someone else. But it's a mitzvah b'bailam, and that's only in a carbon yochid. Here, we're talking about the carbon sibur, we're talking about a shechitas atamid. The zar is not the bailam on that carbon, the tzibur is the bailam on that carbon. So if the zar is not the bailam on the carbon, what's his heta to come into Ezra's HaKohanim? He has no right to be there. It's a higher kedusha than what he's supposed to be, right? It's a mokom that's mekudesh more than the Yisra. So there's no tzorech for the zar to be there. It's not a mitzvah for the zar to do that shechita. It's not his own private carbon. So he's not the only bialim over here. Kol tzibur, the entire tzibur of the bialim. So it doesn't make any sense that this zar should be able to go into the Ezra's HaKohanim. So for a technical reason. Not for a halachic reason. Not because he's not allowed to do the shechita because there will be an issur malacha. Because even though shechita is ksher bizarre, but it's also bizarre if it's going to be malacha. No, it's a technical reason. He's not allowed to be there because there's no tzorech. There's no tzorech. It's not the shechita of his private carbon. So if it's not shechita of the private carbon, then there's no mitzvah of the bailam. So therefore, there's no reason for the zar to be there. So that's why it's going to be also for him to be there. So the only one who can finish the shechita for the Kohen Gadol is another kohen.